Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Shiri Preston. FBI Director Kash Patel says the suspect in the Charlie Kirk murder was arrested in record time.
In less than 36 hours, 33 to be precise, thanks to the full weight of the federal government and leading out with the partners here in the state of Utah and Governor Cox, the suspect was apprehended in a historic time period.
In custody, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, who lives in South Utah, about 300 miles from the scene of the shooting. Robinson's family members were the ones who contacted authorities. Utah Governor Spencer Cox with more on the messages found on the shell casings that police found on scene.
Inscriptions on a fired casing read, "Notices, bulges, capital O-W-O, what's this?" question mark. Inscriptions on the three unfired casings read, "Hey, fascist!" exclamation point, "Catch!" exclamation point.
This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WLAK News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for James Kelly. Feedback continues to come in as Amory officials work on the city's next comprehensive plan. More than 350 residents are adding to it and say housing, careful growth, and economic development is important for the future. The document is in its final stages and will then guide decisions ranging from best use of the land to increasing the community's identity. The plan will be used through the year 2040. And another plan is complete. The new athletic facilities are ready for use at Amory High School. It's the last part of several district projects worth more than $43 million. Voters approved the referendum asking for money to fund the projects. Money may also be on the minds of residents who enjoy the libraries across Polk County. Officials on the county board had been considering a decrease in funding, but we can now tell you the consideration for an increase is approved at 95% of what had been requested. It's the same rate which has been approved in recent years. The Wisconsin Beef Council and Gather Wisconsin have introduced their 2025 Prime Rib Trail as part of an effort to showcase restaurants across the state. The 16-restaurant trail includes four locations in the Northwest Wisconsin region, including Chicken Chasers Bar and Grill in Fall Creek, Jake's Supper Club in Menominee, Lehman's Supper Club in Rice Lake, and the Pine Creek Pit Stop in Ashland. And if you're noticing more people around town, the annual Amory Fall Festival is kicking off for the weekend. The community celebration typically hosts thousands of visitors and is considered the unofficial kickoff to the end of summer. For WLAK News, I'm Shali Pittman.
The Packers now 2-0. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers beat the Washington Commanders 27-18 thanks to some outstanding play by the Packers defense, safety Xavier McKinney, on how they shut down last year's Rookie of the Year, quarterback Jaden Daniels.
The pass rush was relentless. I think we did a great job not only just rushing but containing him as well. You know, those things, you know, all together helped us, because even when sometimes he did get out of the pocket, everybody swarmed. So, like, it really didn't mean much. He didn't really get nowhere.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers play the Crimson Tide. It's the first time ever the two teams have played together in Alabama. Kickoff set for 11 a.m. Danny O'Neill expected to start again at quarterback for the Badgers. Number 19th ranked Alabama is a 21-point favorite. Baseball tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers opening a three-game weekend series against the St. Louis Cardinals. The Brewers still have the best record in baseball with a 5.5-game lead over the Cubs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny and warm to wrap up the work week with highs in the lower 80s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly prior to midnight, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low of 64, mostly sunny Saturday, highs in the mid 80s. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Nativerts Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Joe Zepecki.
As much as I disagree with Charlie Kirk, no American should ever face physical violence for what they believe. And maybe that's how we get past it and move forward, is just say, this is not about, we can't get to a period of political violence. We're in one, and now we got to get out of it. And we have to recognize each other's humanity.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This week, we sit down with Republican Party of Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District Chairman, Ken Sikora.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mavarak. It's the end of the week. It's the beginning of a brand new weekend. The both sides scam, how false balance fuels extremism. We'll get to that in a minute. Also, stop asking Americans to mourn the makers of hate. The guy who appears to have been the assassin of Charlie Kirk has been busted. We'll talk about that. Also, Bolsonaro behind bars in the second hour of our program. Brazil's former president, Jair Bolsonaro, who recreated January 6th, essentially, only it was in 2022, it was 2 years later, or a year and a half later, and had his followers storm the Capitol building in Brazil, trying to put him back into power. He just was sentenced to 27 years in prison. We'll talk about that in the second hour. Also, Trump admits, when asked, how do we fix our country, he says, I couldn't care less. And then goes on a screed about how lefties are horrible people. And in the third hour of the program, Trump lets Putin off the hook for the Poland attack, but Poland says it wasn't a mistake. Who's going to stop Putin? We'll talk about all these things today. It's basically you and me all day, no guests. And, of course, it's anything goes for Friday, so, you know, whatever's on your mind, if you want to, go wildly off topic, feel free. But my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled "The Both Sides Scam: How a False Balance Fuels Extremism," and I think that this is a really important thing to point out. I mean, you know, first off, I've been in the media spotlight, as it were, for 23 years. I think we've been doing this show. And, you know, it's now the number, and has been for over a decade, the number one progressive radio show in America. And, you know, with a good size audience. And I get death threats from time to time, along with, you know, the normal snarky remarks and stuff like that. So let me just, you know, for the record. And by the way, I really appreciate it when the FBI takes them seriously, and they do. But let me just say for the record. Nobody in America should be killed for their politics. I've been saying that over and over. I think pretty much everybody has. That said, in the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination, I mean, keep in mind, this is the guy who downplayed slavery, demonized black and brown people, promoted the racist and anti-Semitic Great Replacement theory, attacked queer people, made degrading comments about women, said gun deaths were fine, and maintained a list of college professors he said were woke, which consistently subjected them to death threats. Oh, and he said gun deaths were fine because that's the price we have to pay for the Second Amendment. Ever since this has happened, the media is afraid to say basically anything about the state of our politics. Other than, well, we need to stop the violence-provoking political rhetoric on both sides. As if there were two sides here. I mean, here's the hard truth for the BS embracing both sides punditry Calling for Democrats to tone it down has become a permission slip for Republicans to keep stoking hate, flirting with violence, and treating fellow Americans as enemies rather than opponents. And this has a long, long history. I mean, there's been books written about this. Rachel Bitterkofer points out Thomas Mann and Norm Ornstein wrote a book about it and a Washington Post essay saying that the modern Republican Party has, quote, become ideologically extreme, scornful of compromise, and dismissive of the legitimacy of its political opposition. And this isn't new, by the way. Lee Atwater laid this out in 1981 when he said, you know, we used to have to say N-word, N-word, N-word. Now all we have to say is forced busing, and everybody knows what we're talking about. Reagan, promoted the black welfare queen trope into a national morality play. The Willie Horton ad that his vice president used to become president, and the revolving door spot. I mean, this was Republicans using fear and race, basically promoting hate to win an election. Pat Buchanan said the quiet part out loud in 1992 at the Republican National Convention when he declared a culture war against Democrats. Newt Gingrich, put it into a GOPAC memo. This is the official memo for Republican members of Congress saying that when you talk about Democrats, first off, never use the word Democratic, the Democratic Party. Call it the Democrat Party. And secondly, use words like corrupt, sick, and traitors. While when talking about Republicans, use words like freedom and strength. This wasn't an internet rumor. This was the Republican Party's official training literature. I mean, you know, when the NRA in 1995 mailed out a fundraiser calling federal agents jackbooted thugs, George Herbert Walker Bush resigned from their board of directors. That's how far the Republican Party has come, right? I mean, that's how extreme it has gotten just in the last 40 years. And, Republicans have long normalized calling Democrats socialists and communists as basically a baseline insult rather than an argument. I mean, this is a standard applause line for Republican leaders. This whole Second Amendment thing, Sharon Angle saying that she needed Second Amendment remedies in 2010, Donald Trump in 2016 saying Second Amendment people might have to step up to stop Hillary Clinton. In 2016, he told rallygoers to knock the crap out of protesters, told police, please don't be too nice. I mean, armed right-wing extremists swarmed the Michigan Capitol in 2020. Paul Gosar posted an anime online of him killing AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and President Biden. I mean, that's not normal in an advanced democracy. But only two Republicans joined Democrats in voting for his censure. And you got the old birther lie about, Obama, the great replacement narrative. Not only did the Republican Party and Fox so-called news promote the hell out of this great replacement meme that Jews are paying for black people to replace white people in their jobs and in their classrooms and in their bedrooms. But the great replacement theory appeared in the manifestos of the El Paso shooter, who killed a whole bunch of Hispanics, the Buffalo shooter, who killed a whole bunch of black people, and the Tree of Life shooter, who killed a whole bunch of Jews. After Florida's parental rights and education law, the groomer slur against queer people exploded by more than 400% because political entrepreneurs like Charlie Kirk realized how quickly a smear can basically be monetized. Republican officials and aligned media popularized the false frame that gender-affirming care is genital mutilation, another slur that Kirk was repeating. This is the ecosystem that produced a presidential debate where Trump tells the racist Proud Boys to stand back and stand by, and then tells his supporters to fight like hell on January 6th. And then the Republican Party comes out after three police officers are dead and says, well, that was legitimate political discourse. Violence is just fine with the GOP. The Department of Justice charged 1,500 people with violence on that day. Trump pardoned them all, saying, hey, kill three cops, smear feces on the walls of Congress, trash the offices of senators and members of Congress, just fine with me. It's the Republican way now. Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss having to, go into hiding because Republican threats against public servants are real. You got Trump, you know, with Schedule F. He's purging the federal bureaucracy, and particularly if anyone who's black. I mean, this is what happened. One of the reasons the FBI is in chaos in Utah right now, given the shooter and, you know, the killing of Charlie Kirk, is that a couple of weeks ago, somebody in the Justice Department or whatever, some Republican, figured out that the FBI director for the state of Utah was a Muslim woman, a black Muslim woman, and said, oh, my God, we can't have this. And they fired her. Or they demoted her, or whatever. They moved her out of the way. We got to have a white man in there, don't you know? And then Jessica Valenti, this is what she wrote. She wrote, when a pregnant woman dies of sepsis in a hospital, it could have helped her, but is legally prevented from doing so. That's political violence. It's political violence when a child is shot in their classroom because lawmakers refuse to take action on guns. An abortion provider being assassinated after years of conservatives calling them baby killers is political violence. As is the death of a person who had their medical claim denied by companies more interested in their bottom line than people's lives. And now you've got Laura Loomer out there going, more people will be murdered if the left isn't crushed with the power of the state. And Trump this morning talking about radical left political violence. And it just goes on and on. Trump making jokes about Paul Pelosi's near murder. Thug assaulting a reporter for asking him questions about healthcare policy. That thug is now the governor of Montana. And let's not forget Charlie Kirk's hero, Kyle Rittenhouse, who murdered two people and blew most of the arm off a third. Trump invited him to Mar-a-Lago to congratulate him. Violence is their brand. Now, what about Democrats? They're too busy trying to protect give people health care and reduce the cost of college and strengthen voting rights and reduce student debt and clean up the environment and rebuild our infrastructure and kickstart chip manufacturing and holding corporate criminals to account. I mean, you know, it's like what is being demanded. But Matthew Dow just got fired from MSNBC for basically saying what I'm saying right now. You know, he said Charlie Kirk was peddling hate. It's true. So what these guys are saying essentially is that you're child abusing communists who hate America and you're undermining democracy and endangering people with lies are the same thing. Both sides should shut up. They're not the same thing. One is a smear that licenses political violence and the other is a description of a documented pattern of behavior that Republicans have been engaging in for 40 years. No, that means Democrats are perfect, but holy cow. And now you got George Conway saying that they're trying to turn Charlie Kirk into Horst Wessel. When I lived in Germany, the Horst Wessel song, Horst Wessel was a brown shirt guy who got killed in a street fight. And Hitler turned him into a martyr. His blood was on a little flag, and people came up and touched that flag when Hitler initiated them into the higher ranks of the Nazis. And Jim Stewart is arguing that Trump's killing could be used, as a Reichstag fire, that Trump might try to use it to get legislation and give himself more power. If Republicans want the volume to come down, all they have to do is stop calling their mainstream opponents communists and groomers, stop flirting with Second Amendment remedies, stop normalizing threats against election workers, stop trying to bend the machinery of government to punish critics and shield allies. And when that happens, Democrats will meet them halfway. Our media has to call this what it is, or we'll never fix it.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We've got to stop pretending that the arsonists and the firefighters are the same people. What say you? I'll pick up your calls after this. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. It didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise. Just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
Amory Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amory Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amory's south side, Amory Chevrolet is here when you need them.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Does Donald Trump's big bill provide the largest federal spending cut in U.S. history? No. Spending cuts in the bill that Trump signed wouldn't be the largest ever, despite claims by Republican U.S. Representative Scott Fitzgerald. The original House version would have nominally cut over $1.6 trillion over 10 years. The final version cut even less, $1.2 trillion. With $4.5 trillion in tax cuts, the act will increase federal debt by a massive $3.3 trillion over the next decade. Nonpartisan analysts say the plan's cuts would rank behind a 2011 law's $2 trillion in spending cuts. As a percentage of GDP, it doesn't rank in the top 5%. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show. Heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read. It could save your health and your wallet. It's over at getnativepath.com/Hartman. And right now, there's also a special bundle deal there. You get at a fraction of the price of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer also is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, native, path, P-A-T-H, .com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to get this special detail and read the top 5 collagen warnings. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
burning. One side's preaching hate, the other's still learning. False balance feeds the flames, we all know the plan. Democracy's breaking on the both sides, scam.
Don't ask me to mourn my oppressors. A black woman writing, it's not evil to detest evil men. She says, men like Charlie Kirk are why I'm afraid to leave my house. They're why I have to have a talk with my autistic son, telling him that even though he's mixed race and light skin, his hair might be too nappy for some people to accept, and some people might hate or harm him for that. Men like him are why I worry my college-age daughter could be raped on campus and forced to carry a rapist child. He literally said he'd allow his own 10-year-old daughter to carry a rape baby. His own daughter. Men like him are why people will assume I'm a DEI hire, even though I've worked since I was 14. And then she has this quote from Charlie Kirk, quote, black women do not have brain processing power to be taken seriously. You have to go steal a white person's slot, end of quote. I can't verify that quote, but I've read it before in other places, or the context that it came from. But there it is. All right, what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after the break. It's 27 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. Is this the Reichstag fire? Is he Horst Wessel? What say you?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Back with your calls in just a minute. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. That's HomeTitleLock.com/THOM. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show.
I'm back.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Jane is back. And we catch up on all the news she missed while she was away. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, filling in for James Kelly. West Nile virus has made its way to St. Croix County. Three people have tested positive for the virus there, and two of them had to be hospitalized. People have also tested positive in Barron and Rusk counties. That makes a total of six people with West Nile in northwestern Wisconsin. Some people get it and have no symptoms. Others get sick enough that they have to be in the hospital. West Nile cannot spread from person to person. Most commonly, it's from mosquitoes to people. The Department of Health Services says the best way to prevent yourself from getting sick is to prevent mosquito bites in the first place. Wear long sleeves and long pants, bug spray, and make sure you don't have any standing water on your property. And officials say Wisconsin is a trailblazer in workers' rights. And as Terry Barr reports, there are more opportunities for people to start as apprentices and learn the skills they need to earn a good living in all kinds of fields.
New opportunities are being created in fields from healthcare to aviation. And Wisconsin is leading the way in expanding apprenticeships to shape the future. Here's Amy Pahacek, the state's Workforce Development Secretary.
Our apprentices are making a wage not only for their hands-on work experience while they're learning their craft or their trade, but also for their associated time in the classroom. So while they are studying and learning math and other related academic tools to have their profession and their certifications, they are still getting paid, and that is unique.
State officials are also preparing for challenges and opportunities artificial intelligence, or AI, is already presenting to the workforce. Find more information at dwd.wisconsin.gov.
That story was reported by Terry Barr, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, filling in for James Kelly. You're listening to Civic Media News.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny and warm to wrap up the work week with highs in the lower 80s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly prior to midnight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low of 64. Mostly sunny Saturday, highs in the mid-80s. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I love Angela Lang, and I think Dan Schaefer is great. Dan Schaefer could replace me in a heartbeat. Angela Lang could replace me in a heartbeat. There are so many more talented people. I'm the only one willing to get up before 4 a.m. to do this show. You get the guy old enough to have to wake up and pee, and that's the whole business model behind this show. You're welcome, Mr. and Ms. Middle America.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'll be on a covert operation. But we've put together a Best of Green Bay show featuring Dan Marcus, Eric Westfall, and Laura McKenna. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Thank you so much for all of your support. Did you know though, that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
There's a boy on a border, crying in the cold. A mother holds her daughter, her hands tired and old. The promise of a nation, carved deep in stone, feels like it's cracking, like we're losing.
What's on your mind today? Tomas in Rockford, Illinois. Hey, Tomas, what's up?
Tomas? Yeah, I got I thought up of a quick chant for ICE. Only bank robbers, rapists, and pedophiles in unmarked vehicles wear masks. Which one are you? instead of yelling and screaming at him, throw that at him, you know, and see how they react. Yeah. I'd love to see Tom Holman say that three times back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's pretty shameless. I mean, you know, he's Stephen Miller's agenda of, you know, getting as many brown and black people out of this country as is possible, as quickly as possible, or at least into prison where their Republican donors can make a fortune with government money. $700 a day it costs to keep per person. Yeah, I get it. Tomas, thanks. That's a good one.
I'm Hispanic, and it's just so wrong for that. Immigrants made this country.
Yep.
And, you know, we're all immigrants.
Unless you're Native American.
Yep. The American Indian.
Yep, exactly.
All right.
Thanks, Tomas.
I got to get back to work.
Okay, good talking to you. Jason in Sinsbury, Connecticut. Am I saying it right, Jason?
Yep, you got it.
Hey,
Tom, I hope you are doing well. You took it on the shins a little bit yesterday, and for a while I was wondering if you were the suspect. So I apologize. Some of the callers made it a little rough for you.
Not a chance. No, I like it when people call and disagree with me. I find those conversations interesting.
That's fair. I'm trying to find a way out of this and make it as peaceful as possible. And I think maybe it is in regards to the gerrymandering. The states have basically made it so that the battle lines are being drawn. And so let's just use that as a catalyst and announce mom and dad are getting a divorce. And Trump can move to his trash property in Florida and make that his new White House. And the blue states get to keep the Constitution in D.C. and immediately add to a wish list of progressive policies. Universal health care, free college and guaranteed education, early through doctorate level if you so choose. Add improvements to the environment, built in with guaranteed voting rights, and boom, everybody gets what they want with no more shots fired. Trump can leave the legacy he so badly wants, and all the groups that don't want to fund FEMA, also known as those taker states, good luck choosing to be dumber as climate change just progresses more and more. Trump ran on draining the swamp. He is the swamp. The same swamp that caused 27 little girls to be washed away in Texas. So make the Supreme Court, put some teeth in the new laws that remove money from politics and reestablish relationship with our allies. The map might look weird and not sure all the states will in the new U.S. will have connecting borders, but the new U.S. will be open for our fellow brothers and sisters and not be built around walls. And if we cannot have every industry monopolizing their services, we could possibly get decent airline service so that we can fly and not drive through the hellscape that would become the new and this Trump is into branding, the new Confederate United Nations of Trump.
Yeah, I get it. Good rant, Jason. What I don't understand is why Democrats don't more often talk about the fact that the blue states are about two-thirds of all economic activity in the United States is in the blue states. The blue states have the highest levels of education, the longest lifespans, the best longevity, the highest rates of education, educational competence. I just don't get why Democrats don't promote that more, that Democrats would like to turn America more like the blue states, and Republicans want to make more America more like the red states, which have the highest rates of everything from sexually transmitted diseases and childhood pregnancies to gun homicides to, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Instead, you've got the Republicans out there constantly trashing any city that's got, you know, black people in it or a black mayor, and that gets echoed in the media, but, you know, the good stuff, it never does. So, great rant, Jason. Thanks a lot for the call.
One more point, if I can.
Yeah.
Okay, and I agree, because I escaped Indiana. Thank God I did. Yeah. You asked earlier in the week about the blue pill at the U.S. Open.
Yeah, yeah, the pill that was in Trump's mouth, yeah.
Yep. Trump heard the line judge call out the score 15-love, and it was just instinctual.
Okay. Jason, thank you for the call. Dennis in Aptos, California. Hey, Dennis, what's up?
Well, can we continue the comedy? I've got one for you here.
Okay.
TSS. TSS is Trump sycophancy syndrome. So if anybody accuses you of TDS, you tell them back, you've got TSS.
Okay.
Trump sycophancy syndrome. But on a more serious note, I wanted to bring up, because I'm 71 now, you're what, 74?
Yeah.
We're the baby boomer generation. Our parents were the Great Depression, World War II generation. They were in their young years, in their teens and 20s. They had a lot on their plate.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of bad stuff going on.
Yeah.
A lot of bad stuff.
Yeah, they had the Great Depression, the Republican Great Depression, and World War II. The fascist
exactly.
World War.
And now we're older. We're in our 60s and 70s for the most part. If you're 79, you're like a really old boomer. If you're 65, you're kind of a young boomer. We're going through some really bad stuff right now. I've never seen it so bad in this country as now.
Yeah.
The divisiveness, the hate, everything else.
Yeah. It's
Charlie Kirk was the spokesman, as far as I'm concerned, of Nazi BS, because that's what he spouted. And I have no respect for the man at all. Can I say I'm sorry he got killed? Yeah, I can at least say that. But we're at the end of our lives. We're not young like our parents were. And we went through a golden age.
Yeah,
I mean, there are a percentage of boomers that were subject, and I know you were. I wasn't. I was class of 72 high school. We didn't have to worry about Vietnam. And Vietnam was the black spot on our history when we were young people.
Yeah.
But we had, you know, look at all the good that was happening.
We lived in America when the Democrats were running the country. And it was great. I mean, you know, I get it. It wasn't all that great for some people, particularly black people. But generally speaking, I mean, two-thirds of America was in the middle class. Now it's only 47% of us. A third of Americans had union jobs. You could go to college, you know, you could pay for college with a part-time weekend job, you know.
Private school as well as public.
Yeah.
I went to private school. I paid for most of it. My parents didn't.
Wow.
And, you know, the thing is, you know, you mentioned black people. Things were improving for black people.
Yep.
Now they're going in the opposite direction.
Yep, it's true.
I mean, could we have a Jackie Robinson or a Willie Mays playing Major League Baseball? I mean, obviously, there's quite a few black baseball players. Most of them actually are from the Latin American countries, to be honest.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we had all those advancements socially and politically.
Well, and the Republicans are committed to rolling them back. I mean, the basic goal of the Republican Party, in addition to enriching the billionaire class that supports them and the fossil fuel billionaires in particular, you know, who really initiated all this stuff, you know, their goal is to reverse the New Deal and the Great Society. You know, program mm-hmm. by program, step by step. Let's just undo all this socialism stuff. Dennis, I got to run, but thanks for the call. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing? It's just from Pravda yesterday, you know, those 19 or so Russian drones that invaded Poland. Well, Pravda is claiming that this is a provocation organized by Ukraine. And, you know, these Gerber Russian drones are readily available on the black market in Ukraine, and Ukraine uses them to smuggle contrabands into Poland. And they're claiming there's no evidence that these drones were launched from Russia. And on September 7th, you know, the Poles found a drone that crashed 50 kilometers from Ukraine and smuggling contraband into Poland.
Amazing.
And Ukraine collects these Gerber drones because they fall without exploding and use them for smuggling, you know, into Poland.
That's incredible. I have seen, George, and I assume they're real. On social media, I've seen, clips or snapshots, stills, I guess, of radar, streaks showing all the drones from that drone attack that night, and showing that those drones did come from Russia. I mean, isn't that provable?
You know, I would think so with the, radar tracking. And I think Putin, you might be familiar with the famous V.I. Lenin quote, "You probe with bayonets. If you find mush, you push. If you find steel, you withdraw." And I think that's exactly what Putin is doing.
Mm.
He's testing, NATO resolve and air defense system, and so far he's finding steel from the Europeans, but mush from Trump.
Yeah. What's your sense of Trump's meeting with Putin in Alaska? I have a feeling that was that presaged this. That was Putin testing Trump, basically asking him, "How are you going to react if we do this?" And Trump saying, "I won't do anything."
I think he pulled the wool over Trump's eye in Alaska.
So you think that he played Trump for a fool rather than collaborating with him or conspiring with him?
Yeah, I think he just played Trump for a fool.
Yeah.
But he might have compromise on Trump. You know, we'll never know unless that comes to light.
Yeah, I can't come up with any other explanation. I mean, we know that Trump was, we don't know, but it's alleged David K. Johnson and others, Craig Unger, have, I think, fairly reasonably documented that there's a high probability Trump was, engaged in money laundering using real estate. In fact, that was the sort of thing that led to his falling out with Jeffrey Epstein, was that mansion that they were both bidding out of foreclosure for, and that Trump ended up apparently bidding on behalf of a Russian oligarch, a money laundering operation. So I don't know. We'll see, George. Wild times we live in. Yeah.
Keep up the good work, Tom.
Thanks, George. Thanks for the call. Always nice hearing from you. Thank you. 47 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person, and we dare to say no. Come on, give me a break. We'll be right back. This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor will see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom and use that promo code Tom to get $45 off. Your free ticket Friday keyword is season. S-E-A-S-O-N, season.
Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving, and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Let's go, Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday.
On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Matt Nair on air.
Mr. Darren Von Ruden, who is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. This farm bill is supposed to be passed in 2023.
It's really frustrating that they've forgotten about small farmers. We actually pay more taxes than the billionaires do. Why are those tax dollars not coming back to the communities that pay them? Whether it's through the farm bill or it's other programs, we need to make sure that we keep fighting and let them know that we're not happy.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse any religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers tried to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom for Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This isn't just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that's essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now's the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply if you text Hartman to 511-511. And you can go to ffrf.us/school. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Tom in DuPage County, Illinois. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
I want to talk about the deep state, basically where government is significantly influenced by a select group not officially associated with said government. And I've got a lot of examples here of this, but I'm really speaking to an oath keeper with an eye patch who seems to be really concerned about this. Let's give an example. Stuart Rhodes. I'm not a good name person. So,
okay. So what's the point you're trying to make here, Tom?
All right. Well, you know, there was a time when two progressives, one governor who was weeks away from being elected in Missouri to the Senate, and one U.S. senator from Minnesota died in airplane crashes. The odds of a U.S. citizen dying in an airplane crash is something like over 1,000,000 to 1 in any given year. When you look at the population involved, 50 governors, 100 senators, the odds are long, over
on the one hand. On the other hand, politicians tend to fly a lot more than average people.
When I was working, I flew every week and I didn't die. But okay, but 1 in 2 billion, okay, say assist to 1 in 1 billion then. Add to that the death of a progressive publisher, John Kennedy Jr., in another airplane crash.
Where he was the pilot. At night.
Well, yeah, but you can crash an airplane.
Not uncommon.
Not by pilot error. You can crash it by poisoning the fuel, giving them a faulty weather report.
Yeah. Did they ever find that plane? Did they ever do a post-mortem on that? I don't recall any follow-up.
I've never heard anything, but, you know, the conclusion I draw is a deep state.
Mm-hmm.
And a nefarious one that's on the rise.
Yeah. I'm skeptical, Tom.
Would you like another example?
Sure.
Okay, where's a good one? I got a whole bunch of them listed here. How about a Speaker of the House that was managed to keep hidden for 8 years as Speaker that he was a, quote, serial child molester?
Yeah, what was his name? Dennis Hastert, yeah. Yeah, I don't think that requires a deep state. I think that just, you know, requires a cover up. You haven't convinced me, Tom. Good try, you know, okay, try it again, but haven't convinced me. Susan in Caldwell, Idaho. Hey, Susan, what's on your mind today?
Charlie Kirk.
Okay.
And I'd just like to refresh your memory. This man visited my end of the state in 2021 on his Fighting the Critical Racism Tour. Remember our issue with critical race theory?
Mm-hmm.
So he was visiting a neighboring town to me, and this is a quote of the year for Idaho was uttered at this. An audience member stood up. We're living under corporate and medical fascism. This is tyranny. When do we get to use the guns? No, I'm not joking, because the crowd, you know, started whooping at him.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a joke. I'm not saying it like that. I mean, literally, where's the line? How many elections are they going to steal before we kill these people?
Mm-hmm.
And to his credit, Mr. Kirk did say, now, I'm going to denounce you on this point, but let me tell you why. And then he went around to what you expressed to explain to this person who stood up with this comment. They're trying to mold you into this point of view so they can stop you. They're trying to push you, meaning the Biden administration, the deep state.
Mm-hmm.
People should look this up. Charlie Kirk in Nampa, Idaho, 2021.
Okay.
Quote of the year. When do we get to kill these people?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't Charlie who said it. It was somebody in the audience.
No, it was his audience.
Yeah.
But it was already attracting that kind of feedback.
Yeah. No, I get it. Susan, thanks for the call. Always great hearing from you. Appreciate it. Thank you. We'll be back on the other side of the top of the hour here.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
So you just got back from your summer vacation, right? Maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to Zepa, ZYPPAH.com, and using the code PINK. Or text my first name, Tom, that's THOM, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa.com and using the code PINK or text Tom to 511-511. Remember, Zepa's Happy Z spelled backwards.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The author of Bowling Alone says, let's foster new forms of electronic entertainment and communication that reinforce community engagement. Well, that's Civic Media. That's Up North News, trying to get more of us off the couch, give you good information while you are listening, but then to step up, get out there into your community, and bring a friend to the voting booth.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. 2 days after a gunman fired off one shot, hitting and killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk at a speaking event at Utah Valley University, Utah's Governor Spencer Cox today says they have a suspect in custody identified as Tyler Robinson. The governor credited the 22-year-old's family for reaching out to law enforcement. Cox also says authorities analyzed spent and unspent cartridges from a rifle found in the woods near campus.
Inscriptions on a fired casing read, "Notices bulges, capital O-W-O, what's this question mark?" Inscriptions on the three unfired casings read, "Hey fascist, exclamation point, catch, exclamation point."
FBI Director Kash Patel says there was an overwhelming public response with over 11,000 leads. Patel says there's no indication so far anyone beyond Robbins was involved in the killing. A motive is still unknown. This is ABC News.